రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్భాగవతం క్యాంటర్ 7 చాప్టర్ 9 వర్స్ 45. యన్మైథునాది గృహమేది సుఖం తుష్యం కందూయనేన కరయోరివ దుఃఖ దుఃఖం తృప్యంతినే కృపణ బహుదుఃఖ భాయం కందూటివన్ మనసిజం విషయతీరా. సెక్స్ లైఫ్ ఇస్ కంపేర్డ్ టు ది రబ్బింగ్ ఆఫ్ ది టూ హ్యాండ్స్ టు రిలీవ్ ఎనిట్. గృహమేది సో కాల్డ్ గృహస్థాస్ నో స్పిరిచువల్ నాలెడ్జ్ థింగ్ దట్ దిస్ ఇచ్చింగ్ ఇస్ ది గ్రేటెస్ట్ ప్లాట్ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ హ్యాపీనెస్. ఆల్దో యాక్చువల్లీ ఇట్ ఈస్ సోర్స్ ఆఫ్ డిస్ట్రెస్. ది కృపణాస్ ది ఫూల్స్ హు ఆర్ జస్ట్ ది ఆపోజిట్ ఆఫ్ బ్రాహ్మణాస్ ఆర్ నాట్ సాటిస్ఫైడ్ బై రిపీటెడ్ సెన్స్ ఎంజాయ్మెంట్. దోస్ హు ఆర్ ధీరా హవెవర్ హు ఆర్ సోబర్ and who tolerate this itching are not subjected to the suffering of the fools and rascals. Sex life is compared to the rubbing of two hands to relieve an itch. Grihamedis, so-called grihasthas who have no spiritual knowledge, think that this itching is the greatest platform of happiness. Although actually, it is a source of distress. The krupanas, the fools who are just opposite of brahmanas, are not satisfied with repeated sense enjoyment. Those who are dhira, however, who are sober, and who tolerate this itching are not subjected to the suffering of fools and rascals. Purport. Materialists think that sexual indulgence is the greatest happiness in this material world. And therefore they make elaborate plans to satisfy their senses, especially the genitals. This is generally found everywhere and specifically found in the Western world, where the regular arrangement to satisfy sex life in different ways. Actually, however, this has not made anyone happy. Even hippies who have given up all materialistic comforts other fathers and grand cannot give up the sensational happiness of sex life. Such persons are described here as krupanas, misers. The human form of life is a great asset, for in this life one can fulfill the goal of existence. Unfortunately, however, because of a lack of education and culture, people are victimized by the false happiness of sex. Prahlad Maharaj therefore advises one not to be misled by the civilization of sense gratification, especially not by sex. Rather, one should be sober, avoid sense gratification and be Krishna conscious. The lusty person who is compared to a foolish miser never gets happiness by sense gratification. The influence of material nature is very difficult to overcome. But as stated by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, Mameva ye prapadyante mayam yetan tarantite. If one voluntarily submits to the lotus feet of Krishna, he can be saved very easily. In reference to the low-grade happiness of sex life, Yamunacharya says in this connection, this is also for memorization. Yadavadi mamacheta krishna padaravindayo navanavarasadamni udyatarantumasi tadavadi mata nari sangame smaryamane bhavati mukavikara sustu nistivanancha. Since I have been engaged in the transcendental loving service of Krishna, realizing ever New Year pleasures in him, whenever I think of sex pleasure, I spit at the thought. and my lips curl with disgust. Yamunacharya had formerly been a great king who enjoyed sexual happiness in various ways. But since he later engaged himself in the service of the Lord, he enjoyed spiritual bliss and from then on hated to think of sex life. If sexual thoughts came to him, he would just spit with disgust. Om Jnana Purandasya Jnananjana Talakaya Chakshuru Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapuram Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Kadamayana Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vanda
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So in this verse, Prahlad Maharaj, he has exposed the shallowness of material civilization, where everything is centered around the body. Skin disease, it is called body-centered civilization, is called skin disease. So a disease is unhealthy condition. It is a very apt example. You can call it perverted happiness. Perverted happiness. Reflection. In the reflection, there is no substance. You see the reflection of fruits on water, and you try to pluck, pick it, you get nothing. On the other hand, you will become wet and become sick. Similarly, it can also reflection, it can also be compared to shadow. So if you grab this shadow, if you try to enjoy with the shadow, what will be there? You like somebody, but you try to have a relation with his shadow, you will be simply frustrated. So, material pleasure is the perverted form of spiritual pleasure. That's why the sex pleasure is called adiras. Adiras. Because among the relationships of Krishna, the topmost ras, ras means relation, mellow, rasa, highest enjoyment. Krishna has Dasyaras, Sakhyaras, Vatsalyaras, and then Madhuryaras, Santaras. Santaras is the beginning. And then the Madhuryaras includes all other things. Say, gopis love for Krishna, it has Sakhyaras, they want to serve Krishna. Dasharas, and it also has Sakhiras, because gopis and Krishna, it's not like a formal servant and a master. That is only limited to servant master. You cannot get closer. A servant, you can only serve the master in awe and reverence, not intimately. Like a wife, she serves and they are on equal platform and they are very intimate. Service is there, sakhiras is there, but something more added on. So dasharas, sakhiras, vatsalyaras, where you take complete care of the child. The lover attends to everything. And then madhuryaras, they both equally enjoy. They get similar happiness. So madhurya ras is considered the zenith, the highest point in spiritual life. So in the material world, similarly, you have sense gratification, you have five enjoying senses, knowledge acquiring senses, and working senses with which you get to know the objects of sense gratification and you enjoy them. What everybody is doing, people who are bereft, who are blind to spiritual knowledge, simply they are making plans, and the culmination of sense gratification is sex. What is great about the sex pleasure? Because all your senses are involved. When you are hearing music, you are only engaged in one sense, ears. When you are seeing, you are enjoying with one sense. And when you are touching or you are tasting, so whereas in the relationship with man and woman, which is a complete illusion, so for devotees with spiritual knowledge, they know how to cut down sex thoughts in so many ways. Why it appears very difficult to not be attracted to woman. It appears to woman become attracted to man becoming attracted to a woman. Generally we say man becoming attracted to a woman. Because woman is the enjoyed and man is the enjoyer. In the relationship of man and woman, man is active, woman is passive. So generally we refer why a person is attracted to a woman. There you appreciate the beauty of the woman. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Sometimes when you observe people, what you completely dislike, but someone is very fascinated. The black, you know, people have different colors and shades and shapes and sizes and so on. But everybody's business is going on. You may not like, how anybody can marry this fat lady, you know? But somebody is interested only in the fat lady. He's attracted. Because basically, God satisfies actually in medical science, they are very, very perverted form. According, from spiritual point of view, sex life itself is perversion, but even in sex life, which according to mundane standards, the heterosexual relation, man and woman sex life, that is considered normal, and people go to extremes, other things. People have sex with animals, it may be very shocking to hear, but Prabhupada doesn't spare. He writes, the woman, they keep dogs and like that, and they have relationship with the dog. You wonder, but it says, kamaturanam nabhayam nalajja. Once one is carried away by sex, he doesn't see age, race, social norms, nothing. It's called blinded by lust. Blinded. Kamandha. One becomes blinded by lust. The scriptures are full with too many examples of actually a person who has no spiritual knowledge, somehow or the other, he again gets entangled in sex life. Sex life can only be overcome by disciplined spiritual life. It's not a... The people who take this lightly, I don't think I will fall down to sex life, they are an illusion. Okay, in this material world, nobody is exempt. No matter what age, no matter how much indulgence you already had. It's like you may have family life. That doesn't mean that you are satisfied and you are disgusted. No. Because nature is to enjoy all the time, and if you don't have real enjoyment, you give it some kind of people, let's go on honeymoon, let's go on romance, let's go to club, all they give. Prabhupada says, people read literature, that is romance. People see films, that is romance. And people are interested in others' family life. That's why we watch TVs and cinemas, how people are enjoying that. But actually, the good lessons, very punching examples are there. Like liquid beauty, Prabhupada mentions of the story many times. Liquid beauty. What is liquid beauty? Actually, people look beautiful because there is water in the body. And if you take away water by purgatives and emetics, by vomiting and by defecation, you remove the water, and anybody will look like a ghost. Everything, the cheeks go in, the eyes go in. So, when lust, the tempest of lust grips a person, he doesn't see anything. So, no, that's a For a lusty person, everything looks enjoyable. When the curtain is down, and you can actually take away, that's why he said, Bhoga Drishti and Yoga Drishti. Don't think by running away from woman, you will become free from attraction. That is there when we are lusty people, because the presence of a woman agitates our mind. So it's better that out of sight, out of mind. So it is said many, many times, young brahmacharis, they should not mingle freely. Very serious thing, because the fall down is very subtle. You may think, oh, I am very polite, I am very respectful. But the fact that you want to talk to somebody of opposite sex, that means you are attracted. Without any business, what do you have to talk with them? What is the business? That means we are covering it up. The scripture, they say, you should not even sit with your mother alone. You should not sit with your sister alone. You should not sit with your wife unnecessarily, because it leads to sense gratification. And what is the most harmful sense gratification? That means harmful sense gratification. What is that gratification that destroys you to the core? Sex indulgence that takes away all your energies. Sex indulgence that takes away all your intelligence. And there is a sloka in Bhagavatam, it says, what is the use of your education? What is the use of your austerities? What is the use of your tapasya? If you are not immune to attraction to the opposite sex, kim vidya, kim tapasa, kim jnanenava, stribir yasya manohrutam. When your mind is captured by a woman, why you call it all your education also? Because basically, when you have proper knowledge, it is all flesh and bones, but arranged, packed in a different way. So Adi Shankaracharya, he says, Narishtanabharam, Nabhidesam, Midya Maya Moha Avesam, Manas Vichinte Bharam Bharam. It's a sloka from Bhajagovindam. Here it says, people who are not interested in God, God has created, nobody can escape that. You may scientifically think what is there. It is just flesh and bones. But did it make you become disgusted or not become attracted? Actually, Bhaktisiddha Maharaj, a Western senior disciple who is no longer there, late, Bhaktisiddha Maharaj, he has written an offering to Prabhupada on one of his Vyasa Pujas. What Prabhupada is looking to in his disciples. Oh, he has built so many temples. He has distributed so many books. He has collected so much money. He has made so many followers for the mission. They were very great. Suppose somebody has built 50 temples. Wow. That's a very great man. 50 temples, one person. Open a temple in Nellore, open a temple in Gavali, open a temple in Gudur, open a temple here, there. looks, wow, he must be such a powerful person. So, but when they come before Prabhupada, he is considering what is your thing. Prabhupada is just looking at your face. Have you become free from attraction to the sex? That's all. If you have not become free from sex attraction, you may have built 1,000 temples, you have collected crores of rupees. What is the point? Because you have not entered spiritual life. Spiritual life means, advancement in spiritual life means how much you are not agitated by sex. Simply that is the standard. You are not agitated. That means we are all born with condition. We are all conditioned, man and woman. It's not an overnight process. You have to cultivate. Matruvat paradareshu, loshravat paradraveshu, atmavat sarvabhuteshu, yapashyati sa pandita. A learned man, you have to constantly practice. That's why it is not that you avoid the woman. Not avoid, you should have the purification, you should have the knowledge, and you should be attracted to devotional service. That's the only way you can quieten your sex agitation. That means practice. One should practice. Always, by our past conditioning, whenever we move along with woman, the thoughts may come, the lusty thoughts may come, but you have to correct yourself. Slowly, as we are conditioned from sense gratification for past many, 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 many lifetimes, not easy thing to go. If the people can remain unmarried, that's not the thing. Are they free from sex agitation? Let's say we don't see whether he's a grihastha or a sannyasi or a brahmachari. In grihastha, you are getting training. Because when you are not married, your mind is into imaginations. Your mind is flying everywhere. But when you're married, you have to practically deal with a woman. Then you see all problems, everything. Let's say Prabhupada also recommended that 99% of people, they get married and they get training. In life you have to learn. Otherwise you are 50 years, 60 years, still that idea, the curiosity has not died still. So either you have to serve a realized person and seriously practice bhakti, or you may have some past life credits. In the past life, why people don't want to marry? Sometimes, what experience you have that you have decided not to marry? Everybody is married. You know, I don't want to marry. Why? Because your past life, this thing will come. Your past life, money will not come. Your past life, that your position, that will not come. But our evolved consciousness, that will come with us. That's why the scriptures say, whatever you learn now, spiritual knowledge, that will save you from great dangers. Because that understanding, in the next life, again, No, I don't want to become victim to this repeated, stereotyped sense gratification. If people are not attracted to the opposite sex, they cannot survive in this world. Because if some attraction is there, you are taking in all this hard work, you are taking all this suffering, you are tolerating. You find some pleasure you are finding. So, for that pleasure you think it is worth, because your mind is fixed on that. No? That's how people are living in this world. Like people are working labor class in adverse climatic conditions, and they are subordinate to somebody. You know, they have to give up. You submit to another man. You take to very inclement weather, and you have to work so hard. If you are working under somebody, then you have to do whatever he says. You like it or not, you have to do. Otherwise, your sense gratification will be cut. Very demanding. Where you have to. So, people, all that, they have imaginative pleasure. What Prabhupada says, people work hard all day with the hope that they can sleep with a woman in the night. Because they don't know spiritual life. They think this is all. If you watch people's lives, there are some people who are spiritual, they watch how people are living in this world. They never lose interest. Everything is getting spoiled, sickness, disfigurement, and the nature of sense gratification is, when you are first time you are doing it, you have some gusto, you have some, and then same thing you have to be doing, then it becomes mechanical, mechanical. But because you cannot give it up, and that is the nature of sense gratification. You know, if people are drinking, they drink, they are not getting anything, still they cannot stop, they are not satisfied. They are not getting anything out of it, but they have become addicted. I was reading this Haryana, Ram Rahim, Babaji, Ram Rahim. They don't know, the doctors declared that he is a sex addict. That's how for so many years, so many different people, because he has money and he has that manipulative ability. But things will not go on for long, because under a papam pandite. So people may do anything, but we are strictly observed by the agents of material nature. And then we will certainly be punished. Anyone, Prabhupada uses the word here, Gruha Medhi. Gruha Medhi and Gruhastha. Gruha Medhi means married to one woman, but that is also, that's called licensed prostitution. Married to one woman peacefully living, and they have sense gratification. They're adjusted. But actually, because they have not controlled their senses. Anyone who is married and controlling his senses, you will develop. You will develop, and you will develop attraction to devotional service. It's not that people are married and they are living, but if they are living in discipline in married life, you see, like we see many grihastha devotees, because they are not Gruha Medhis, they are grihasthas. Like brahmacharis, like sannyasis, their enthusiasm. On the other hand, if you are not a serious brahmachari or a sannyasi, only dragging on like a brahmachari and sannyasi, but because your mind is your mind is fixed. You are not seriously practicing, so 10 years, 15 years, but there is no enthusiasm in devotional service. The nature of devotional service, if you are doing it daily, of necessity. Okay, the nature of devotional service, you relish it, you become better, and you become more forcible. See, anyone who is just doing it like a formality, somehow I completed my 16th round, I just completed my allotted. No, the nature of devotional service, you're greedy, you're enthusiastic, and you become more interested. That is the nature. So, if you are just doing it as a formality, That means you are a candidate for family life. Anybody who is trying to spare his body, spare his time or money, no, I only do this, I only do that. Then you have to give that time to somebody else. In life you have to go back to family life again. 24 hours you are a servant of Krishna. So we have no reservation, I will only do this, I will not do that. No, I have done only for 4 hours. The soul is eternal. The soul's relationship with Krishna is eternal. Only we are exhausted or tired because we have a body. Enthusiasm is not down. For a devotee, always enthusiasm is there. Because body doesn't permit, I'll take a little break and I'll get on the job again. So that is the symptom of a person who is chanting carefully, especially who is getting up early in the morning, especially whenever he sees the opportunities. He doesn't say, I don't like this. No. He says, I have to control my mind. That means you accept. If you don't like this and avoid, then you are stuck in your mind. You don't like it, but because the spiritual master or your duties require that you do it. No, it's not I like or I don't like. If you like and you do something, that is sense gratification. You don't like it, but because the spiritual master likes it, the preaching mission needs that, and all right, I will do my best. And then you develop a liking for it because that is a necessary service, and the spiritual master is happy when you do that service. So whoever has reservations in devotional service, they are simply having sense gratification in their life. A devotee is unreserved, unconditional devotional service. Those people actually they can overcome their conditioning from the modes of material nature. So the beginning of spiritual life is when you are not agitated by sex, when you are not attracted to the opposite sex, when you are undisturbed and your thoughts are appropriate. Appropriate means other than your wife, you develop. You know? Whenever you look at a woman, don't look on her face. Whenever you look at a woman, you have that motherly, respectful attitude. Over time, slowly, you develop a nature and you feel guilty or bad when you try to see a woman as the object of sense gratification. Only woman and man relation has only one business. You want to bring a Krishna conscious child, in that case, you properly get married, you have samskar, then garbhadhan samskar, you know. It is said that actually a gentleman has to take permission for, can I have a child? You have to take permission from the spiritual master. That means you are completely controlled in mind. Not that you produce a child out of lust or you produce a child out of accident. You know? Not like that. So it all takes, you know, spiritual life means 24-hour watchfulness. Spiritual life or yoga life is not just you have a 1 hour yoga exercises or 2 hours japam and now as I have done. Then my is all the time here. 2 hours I will be away from you, remaining 22 hours I will be with you. Then you are a devotee or you are in Maya. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki.